solve the budget crisis and that threatens to close all of our public universities. It means that year after year, I have no idea if I'm going to have a job the next year. And then there's the whole charter school movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a mess.
Well, and what's happened to UNO over the last 10 years is it's a crime against justice. It's really been eviscerated.
I don't know how we get away with it. Like, not just here, but like, it's happening everywhere.
That's the scary part.
Right. I'm like, how do we even get away with this as humans? Like, what are we like doing to ourselves?
I mean, I guess, you know, in New Orleans and in Louisiana, in a lot of ways, because of recent experience, it's so much more profound. It's happening everywhere, but it's so much more profound here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the privatization of public education, disarray of higher ed, public universities.
I think
over-incarceration, criminal justice is worse here than
almost
anywhere.
It's like
and
it can't be ignored.
So
maybe under the rug.
Maybe we're the canary in a coal mine, and you know, the revolution might begin here. Maybe.
I think what's like interesting is I think like what you said is absolutely true. It is far disproportionately worse here, and like from an outsider, I feel like a lot of that has to do with Katrina. Cause like I'm watching Chicago, Rahm Emanuel closed 100 schools, right?
Did you go to public school?
Yes.
Chicago.
Okay, Rahm Emanuel closed 100 schools down. 100. And basically what's like, he's trying to make it so that it has the same charter school model as New Orleans, right? So basically like taking it away from the, sorry. It makes me very frustrated and it's hard for me to get my words out. But he's basically like privatizing the entire system around education in New Orleans, I mean in Chicago, in ways that like give principals rights to say that like you have to earn your chairs, right? There are charter schools in Chicago where kids don't have seats until they are behaviorally appropriate and can like earn the right to sit down. And it's interesting, right? Because like if I talk to my friends who are in education there, they're like, well, we're doing what places like New Orleans is doing, right? So I think it's interesting to like be, and I work for KIPP, which is like KIPP is technically national. Yes, KIPP, Kids in Prison Program. And I think about so many things, like when we talk about privatization, and like my role as a teacher. Like, for one, I think the days that I feel like I have oppressed my kids the most are days in which I have felt most oppressed by my administrators.
Yeah.
Like, recently my principal got up and told our entire staff that we are not allowed to take our days off. That when we take our days off because we're sick or we are failing kids. And like, a 15-minute speech in which he basically shamed people for like taking a day off when we have one of the longest working days like in the nation, you know?
Like, how is that productive?
And how is it productive? But like,
how is it productive to work in fear?
Mm-hmm. And I think of just like what things have been like seem like it's legalized, right? And like what abuse have been legalized. Like when we move people away from being able to create a union. So like the reason there's like a fight back in Chicago still is like because you still have the ability to unionize. And like being in New